朋友，欢迎在活在耶稣里福音网站收听福乐人生讲坛。接下来为你播出吴继阳牧师的讲道信息。愿神仆人的教导能帮助你更好地学习圣经真理，坚定信心来跟随主耶稣。
雅各的故事是圣经当中最奇特的故事之一，代表着一个人认识神的经历，也是我们能够认同的。
It represents how one person can get to know God and we can identify with him.
刚才我提到雅各故事的背景。
Just now I mentioned about the background of the story of Jacob.
为了争取长子的权利，他假装是他哥哥以扫，来欺骗了他父亲。
In order to get the right of the elder son, Jacob lied to his father and cheated Esau.
他的哥哥要杀他，所以他不得不离家出走。
He had to flee because his brother Esau wants to kill him.
创世纪二十八章十到十二节。
In Genesis chapter 28, verses 10 to 12.
雅各出了别示巴，向哈南走去。到了一个地方，因为太阳落了，就在那里住宿，便拾起那地方的一块石头，枕在头下，在那里躺卧睡了。梦见一个梯子立在地上，梯子的头顶着天，有神的使者在梯子上下去上来。
Jacob left Beersheba and went towards Haran, and he came to a certain place and stayed there that night, because the sun had set. Taking one of the stones of the place, he put it under his head and lay down in the place to sleep. And he dreamed, and behold, there was a ladder set up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, the angel of God were ascending and descending on it.
这个梦非常的奇特，一个梯子从地连着天，显然不是人造出来的路。
The ladder was really not made by human beings, we can see here, because it connects to heaven.
而且有很多的天使在上面上去下来。
And there were angels ascending and descending on it.
这个梯子可以说是代表着人与神之间的关系。
The ladder represents the relationship between God and us.
对信主的人而言，总是有天使在那里传递神给人的信息。
To us who are believers, we believe that the angels, are always there communicating with, between us and God.
虽然我们看不见他，但是我们可以得到他的帮助。
Although we cannot see God, but we can receive help from him.
在我们的人生当中，有许多的时候，环境也是非常的困难。
In our lifetime, our surroundings and environments change.
也许是身体疾病不健康。
Maybe we are experiencing some health issues.
也许是工作困难，难以胜任。
Maybe we have difficulties in our workplace and feel really hard to fulfill our job requirements.
或者是我们的功课太繁重，压力很大。
Maybe we have heavy burdens because of homeworks.
或者是父母对我们的期望很高，达不到。
Maybe our parents have great expectations for us and we disappoint them.
有时候我们好像走在荒野里面，失去了方向、前途和勇气。
Sometimes we feel that we are wanderers in desert, in the wilderness, losing all the strength and courage.
在茫茫的旷野中，我们无路可走。
In the wilderness, we see no way out.
因为我们的视野是二维的空间。
That's because we can only see two-dimensional.
我们只能看到前后左右，无路可走。
We can only see what's behind and before us, left and right, and we see no way out.
但我们忘记平面无路，立体有路。
But sometimes we forgot that two-dimensionally we don't see any way out, but there's a third direction.
在恶度的空间里面无路可走，但是还有一条通天的路。
On the two-dimensional plane, we see no path, but there's a third dimension that up to heaven.
神在那条路的顶端，在等着要帮助你我。
God is standing at that end of the path, waiting to help us.
还有许多的天使在那里忙碌的看顾着我们。
And there are also a lot of angels busy helping us too.
所以你我不要灰心，只要神稍微提拔一下，我们就可以脱离这些的困境。
So don't be despaired, because with God's little help, we can be saved from this despair.
因为我们的神是守约施慈爱的神。
Because our Father God is a faithful and loving Father God.
这一个雅各的天梯，天梯就是使我们能够确信神要帮助我们。
This letter that Jacob dreamed about further confirms that God is willing to help us.
因为我们的神是应许的神。
Because our Father God is a great promise God.
创世纪28章13到15节，耶和华站在梯子上说，我要将你现在所躺卧之地赐给你和你的后裔，你的后裔必像地上的尘沙那样多，必向东西南北开展，地上万族并因你和你的后裔得福。我也与你同在，你无论往哪里去，我必保佑你，领你归回这地，总不离弃你，直到我成全向你所应许的。
Genesis 28 verse 13 to 15. And behold, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the LordThe land on which you lie I will give to you and to your offspring. Your offspring shall be like the dust of the earth, and you shall spread abroad to the west and to the east, and to the north and to the south, and in you and your offspring shall all the families of the earth be blessed. Behold, I am with you, and will keep you wherever you go, and will bring you back to this land, for I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you.
因为雅各有一颗追求的心，神看重这样渴慕的心过于我们一切的努力。
Because Jacob has a heart that seeks God, and God looks upon that as the most precious than any of our other efforts.
所以神主动地向雅各显现，要祝福他的未来。
That's why God appeared to Jacob and wants to bless him.
神的祝福包括了三方面。
God's blessings can be described in three areas.
雅各他可以向四方开展他的未来。
Jacob has the opportunity of spreading out to all directions.
因为神曾经与他的祖父亚伯拉罕立约，要祝福他跟他的后代。
Because God had a covenant with Abraham, promising him that he will bless him and his offspring.
不但如此，连弥赛亚也要从他的后代而出。
Not only that, but God also promised the Messiah will come from his offspring.
这个是旧约的基础，也是最大的应许。
This is the foundation of the Old Testament, and it's also the biggest promise.
你知道雅各要什么？他就是要这个祝福。
Do you know what Jacob wants? That's the blessing he wanted.
今天你我也可以得到这样的祝福。
Today, we all here can also get this blessing.
有了这个祝福，我们就能够向四方展开。
With God's blessing, we can spread out to all four directions.
但这个祝福是基于第二件事，他就是神亲自要与我们同在。
But this blessing has a foundation, which is that God will be with us.
就是无论你到哪里去，神都答应不离开你。
It doesn't matter where you go, God promises to be with you.
也许年轻人会想，神与我同在不同在不重要，只要父母与我同在就好了。
Maybe youngsters think that whether God is with me or not is not important as long as I have my parents with me.
只要他们 供我吃，供我住，给我上学的机会，那就够了。
As long as they pay for everything I need.
但是我告诉你，如果神不祝福你的父母，你也不会有舒服的日子。
But let me make it clear, if God does not bless your parents, you won't have comfortable living environment either.
我看到很多的年轻人，他们父母在一夜之间就吵得天翻地覆离婚了，他们好像住在人间的地狱。
I see families where, because of parents' divorce, the children's world turned upside down within, one night. They live from heaven to hell in a night time.
如果你追求神在你的家中与你的父母同在，你为他们祷告，神要祝福你的家。
As youngsters, if you pray for your family that God will be with your family,Then God will bless your family.
那是你应当追求的，就是让你家里面有神的同在，你们能够彼此相爱。
You need to pray that God be in your family so you can love each other.
第三个神的应许是，神应许要把雅各带回到他原来的地方。
The third promise God made to Jacob is that he's going to bring him back.
雅各知道神的祝福是在他父亲的家里。
Jacob knows that God's blessing is within his father's house.
所以他出门远游，他最终还是希望能够回到家里。
So even if he left and wandered around, he wants to return to where his father's house is.
年轻人，再过几年，你们就要离开家，去念大学了。
Many of the youth here, you will leave your home within several years and go to college.
但你不要忘记，你仍然有一个根连在你父母的身上。
But please don't forget, you are rooted in your family. You have connection with your parents forever.
你的父母好坏，正如你成功与否，都是有相关联的。
Whether your parents are good or not, it has strong connections with you also.
正好像我已经做祖父了。我的儿女一举一动还和我有很大的关联。
Just like I am already a grandparent, a grandfather now, but whether my kids are doing well or not, it has strong influences on me.
因为这是神的设计，我们总要归回到我们的根。
That's part of God's design. We need to return to our roots.
雅各知道神的计划之后，他就向神许愿。
After Jacob gets to know God's plan, he made a promise to God.
创世纪二十八章第二十到二十二节，雅各许愿说：“神若与我同在，在我所行的路上保佑我，又给我食物吃，衣服穿，使我平平安安地回到我父亲的家。”我就必以耶和华为我的神，我所立为柱子的石头也必做神的殿，凡你所赐给我的，我必将十分之一献给你。
Genesis chapter 28 verse 20 to 22. Then Jacob made a vow saying, If God will be with me and will keep me in this way that I go, and will give me the bread to eat and clothing to wear,So that I come again to my father's house in peace, then the Lord shall be my God, and this stone which I have set up for a pillar shall be God's house, and of all that you give me, I will give a full tenth to you.
雅各的许愿听起来十分的功利主义。
The vow Jacob made to God sounded very selfish.
但其中有一个基础。
But there is a foundation there.
就是我就必以耶和华为我的神。
He said that I will take, you shall be my God.
我的神，你的神，虽然是一字之差，但是有天地之别。
My God and your God, although there is only one difference in this phrase,But there's, the difference is more greater than from heaven to earth.
我的神，那代表着整个尾声， 还有包括后代的委身。
My God represents commitment to God, not only by Jacob himself, but also his offsprings.
所以雅各是说，如果神使我平平安安的回来，我要让神做我全部的主宰。
What Jacob says here is that if God leads me back to my father's house in peace, God will be my Lord and control of my life.
我念中学那个时候，我并不是一个很认真读书的孩子。
When I was in my middle school time, I was not a diligent child.
在差不多15岁的时候，我失学了，就是没有考上中学、高中。
When I was 15 years old, I did not get into high school.
因为在那个时代，我们进高中是需要考试，成绩够了才能进去的。
Because in my time, in order to enter into high school and study, I need to pass exams.
有一年的功夫，我没有书可念，所以我开始惧怕。
For a year, I had no place to go and nowhere to study, so I was terrified.
有一天，我跪在我家客厅，单独一个人，我就向神祷告。
One day, I kneeled down in my living room and prayed to God.
我向神说，我说神啊，如果你让我考上一所中学，那我要将我一生奉献给你，我将来要做一个传道人。
So I promised to God that if you let me pass the exam and enter into high school to study, I will dedicate my life to you and become a pastor in my life.
你们猜后来怎么样？
Guess what happened later?
我真的考上了高中。
I got into high school.
但是我把这件事情完完全全的忘记了。
But I totally forgot my promise to God.
我忘记，可是神没有忘记。
Although I forgot, God did not.
25年以后，神让这一个许愿成全了。
After 25 years, God made this promise fall on my life.
我告诉你们年轻人，不可以随便向神许愿。
That's why I warn you, youth, don't make promises to God easily.
因为你会忘记你的愿，但是神不会忘记。
Because although you may forget, God will not.
雅各答应要将他所得的一切十分之一都献给神。
Jacob promised God that he's going to give a tenth of everything to God.
后来摩西的律法规定，以色列人他们要将所得的十分之一给神，用来供养利未人。
So that's why in Moses' law, all Israelites need to tithe into the chapel in order for the Levites to live on.
不但如此，还要每三年再将十分之一给贫穷的人。
On top of that, every 3 years,Another tenth should be put into helping the poor.
所以照理讲，我们收入的 13.3% 不是属于我们的。
So in my calculation, 13.3% of our income do not belong to us.
以色列人他们盖会幕的时候，都不是从十分之一里面拉出来，是自由甘心的奉献。
When the Israelites built their temples, they did not, that spending did not come from the tithes, it's extra.
今天我们奉献给教会，大家都觉得很困难。
Today we feel hard to donate and offer to church.
但我告诉你，如果我们每个人都照着十分之一的奉献，我们教堂早就盖起来了。
But let me tell you the truth. If we tithe, each one of us give a tenth to God, we will have a church built up way back.
这个建堂的扩建是三年前就开始的事情。
We started planning for the church expansion 3 years ago.
现在我们需要200万去完成它，加上十分之一的准备金，2.2 million。
We need 2 million to finish the construction and another 10th to for the down payment.
Cost overrun.
Cost overrun.
到七月底我们才收到93万现金。
Until the end of July, we've only received $930,000.
我们还差1.3个百万。
We are still 1.3 million in short.
从教堂我们现有的存款转移30%过来，大概是40万。
We are going to move 30% of our church savings to the building fund. That's about $400,000.
所以已经有的 1.3 加上0.4, 我们还差90万。
So, if we add this $400,000 to the $1.3 million already collected, we are still $300,000 short.
No, we're still $900,000 short.
Total.
Thank you. You make it a miracle, it sounds easy. 我们一年往下一年能够筹款多少，剩下来我们都得向银行借。
Whatever we can collect in the next year, after we have that fund, the rest of the funding we have to borrow from the bank.
请注意，银行来的钱还是要还的。
Be reminded that whatever we borrow, we need to pay back.
盖教堂所有的钱都得从你我的口袋中出来，只是迟早的问题。
So, the whole amount of church expansion will ultimately come from, every penny of it will come from us. It's only sooner or later.
有人说我建堂奉献多给一点，那我立堂奉献十分之一就少给一点吧。
Some may say that if I pay more to the church expansion fund, can I reduce my normal donation a tenth of my income?
那个不是神所喜悦的。
That's not what God's teaching.
为什么？因为建堂以后还是给你自己使用。
The reason is that after the church is built, we are the person who are using it.
那10%是用来给立位人、给宣教士用的。
The tenth that we donate to church is for the usage for the missionaries and for Levites.
神如果不祝福我们，我们再多的存款也无用。
If God does not bless us, even if we have all the wealth in the world, it worth nothing.
从2009年3月6日，股票道琼指数6627点。
From the March 6, 2009,the Dow Jones Industrial Index was at
6,627. 到2017年8月7日已经涨到22,118点。
Until August this year, it's already reached
22,118 points, 是 3.33 倍。
It's about 3.33 times.Of the 2009.
你以为还会再涨上去吗？
Do you think it's going to still keep on climbing?
我怀疑，我认为这个历史上最牛的牛市一定会垮掉。
I doubt it. I think the bull market someday will crash.
那你是与其让存放在共同基金里面的股票或者钱大跌，还是你现在为何不卖了拉一部分出来盖教堂呢？
Are you willing to wait for the stock market to crash and lose all the money, or you can sell part of it and give the money for our church expansion fund?
我告诉你，现在神向你要，你不肯给，等到将来你躺在床上的时候，你要给神，神也不要。
Let me tell you this.Today, when God needs it and you don't want to give to God, on the day when you lie on the bed and you want to give to God, God may refuse to accept it.
大家逼着教会去向外邦人借钱，这是我们的羞耻。
It's a shame that if we can, if we force church to borrow money from the bank without offering our share.
接下去二十年当中，雅各受了许多的苦，其实都是神给他的磨练。
In the next 20 years, Jacob went through a harsh life. All of these are trials and tribulations from God.
起先他回到他母舅的家里，他爱上了母舅的两个女儿。
He went to serve his uncle and he loved his uncle's two daughters.
他舅父把女儿许配给他，却要他做苦工14年。
His uncle let him marry both of his daughters, but forced him to work 14 years for him.
又为他的牛羊工作了六年。
And another 10 years, Jacob worked to get his wage.
他母舅十次改了他的工价。
During that period of time, his uncle changed his wages 10 times.
雅各很厉害，但是他的母舅更厉害，强中自有强中手。
Jacob was sneaky, but his uncle was sneakier.
你不要以为你很会赚钱哦。
Don't think that you are very good at earning money.
第二，他举家南迁，脱离了他的舅父，回本家去。
And then he moved south to go back to his father's house.
他的舅父不肯放人，带着人，带着兵来追赶他。
His uncle would not let him go and chased after him with his bands of army.
他又怕他哥哥报仇，给他哥哥准备了许多的礼物。
Jacob was also afraid that his brother Esau will retaliate, so he prepared a huge gift for his brother.
他的心非常的惧怕。
His heart was distressed.
半夜有一个天使来跟他摔跤。
In the middle of the night, an angel came to wrestle with him.
一直摔到天明，天使在他的大腿窝摸了一下，他就瘸了。
It went on until early in the morning, and the angel touched his leg, and he became crippled.
雅各的一生真是苦。
If we look through Jacob's life, we can see it's not easy.
但在各样的磨练中，他渐渐养成了一个坚韧不拔的性格。
But through all these trials and tribulations, Jacob learned to be persevere.
而且他有一个谦卑对人对神顺服的心。
And he humbled himself and be obedient to God and the people.
年轻人不要怕生活中的苦处跟考验。
Young men, don't be afraid of harsh environment and trials in your life.
因为只有这些的考验才能够锻炼出来一个成功的人性。
Only through these hard times can you be mature.
现在哪一个企业家成功不是没受过苦呢？
Do you know any successful people in the world who did not go through hard times and be successful today?
只怕我们太安逸了，坐在那里天天玩上网的游戏，你的前途就是一片的黑暗。
If you want to take the easy way out playing games every day, your future may look really dark.
当雅各回到迦南地的时候，他的境况就渐渐的变好。
When Jacob came back to the land of Canaan, his environment becomes better and better.
神就向他显现。
God appeared to him.
在创世纪35章第一到第三节，神对雅各说，起来，上伯特利去，住在那里，要在那里筑一座坛给神。雅各就对他的家人说，你们要除掉你们中间的外邦神，也要自洁，更换衣裳。我们要起来，上伯特利去，在那里我要筑一座坛给神，就是在我遭难的日子应允我祷告，在我行的路上保佑我的那位。
Genesis 35 verse 1 to 3 God said to Jacob, Arise, go up to Bethel and dwell there. Make an altar there to the God. So Jacob said to his household, Put away the foreign gods that are among you and purify yourselves and change your garments. And let us arise and go up to Bethel.So that I may make there an altar to the God who answers me in the day of my distress and has been with me wherever I have gone.
神要雅各带领了他全家去敬拜神。
God wants Jacob to worship him with his whole family.
但神要他们先洁净自己，预备好去朝见神。
But before that, Jacob and his family need to cleanse themselves in order to worship God.
我们知道我们的神是圣洁的神，他不喜悦一点的罪污。
We know our God is a holy God. He despises all sin.
他要他的儿女们也像他一样保持圣洁。
He wants his children to be holy as he is.
不但是我们外表清洁，我们的内心更需要清洁。
Not only our outwards, but our inwards need to be cleansed.
今天早上当你来敬拜神的时候，你是否已经预备好？
When you come to worship God this morning, are you prepared?
除非你决心将一切的烦恼、一切的苦毒、你对别人那些的不满、跟别人对你的压力都抛开。
Unless you prepare yourself to lay down all your burdens, all your hatred, and all the distress you faced in your life,
那你没有办法真正的敬拜神。
Otherwise, you cannot worship God in truth.
坛代表着人与神相会之处。
The altar represents the meeting place between God and human.
我们家里面也需要有祭坛。
We need to build altar in our family also.
每一天的早上，我们家人应当聚在一起有祷告。
Every morning, as a whole family, we need to gather together to pray.
如果能，父亲总应当呼唤你的孩子们一起做一个简短的祷告。
If possible, fathers need to call your children together to have a short prayer.
晚上睡觉以前，我们全家也可以有一个简短的敬拜，分享一天的生活，彼此的代祷。
In the evening before going to bed, we can have a short time together, sharing and praising the Lord, have prayers together.
因为神要我们向他献上感恩为祭。
Because God wants us to give thanks as our offering.
祷告不是你是向神求求求求求，祷告也是我们敬拜归感谢给神。
Prayer is not only that we make demands to God, it's also when we give thanks to God.
每一次我们吃饭之前之所以要祷告，就是要我们知道我们当存感恩的心来享受他的恩典。
We pray before every meal because we want to tell God that we appreciate what He has graciously blessed us with.
神要我们全家一起来敬拜他。
God wants us to worship Him as a whole family.
35章第4节到第7节，他们就把外邦人的神像和他们耳朵上的环子交给雅各，雅各都藏在示剑那里的橡树底下，他们便起行前往。神使那周围城邑的人都甚惊惧，就不追赶雅各的众子了。于是雅各和一切与他同在的人到了迦南地的路斯，就是伯特利，他在那里筑了一座坛，就给那地方起名叫伊勒伯特利。
Genesis 35, verse 4 to 7. So they gave to Jacob all the foreign gods that they had, and the rings they wore in their ears. Jacob hid them under the terebinth tree that was near Shechem. And as they journeyed, a terror from God fell upon the cities that were around them, so that it did not pursue the sons of Jacob. And Jacob came to Luz, that is Bethel, which is the land of Canaan, he and all the people who were with him, and there they built an altar and called the place El Bethel, because there God had revealed himself to him when he fled from his brother.
雅各跟他的儿子们与当地住的示剑人起了纷争。
Jacob and his sons got into dispute with the people in Shechem.
当雅各要去伯特利敬拜神的时候，那些仇敌就要来攻击他。
When Jacob went to Bethel to worship God, the people from Shechem want to attack them.
神就使他的仇敌都遇到惊恐，不敢去追他们。
God made Jacob's enemies terrified, so they do not pursue him.
所以雅各他就定义要除去一切的罪。
So Jacob wants to get rid of all the foreign gods and cleanse them of sins.
他把所有跟偶像有关的东西通通都除掉。
They got rid of all the foreign gods.
今天你我在家里面敬拜神的时候，我们有没有想想看，在我们家里面是不是还有一些与偶像相连的东西？
When we worship God at our family, we may want to also think over whether we still have some idol-related materials in our family.
或者是一些污秽肮脏的东西，或者是存在你的 jump drive computer 里面这一些不该有的东西。
Maybe it's something we have saved our computer in the disks that are not holy.
神要我们把这一切都除掉。
God wants us to get rid of all of these.
这样我们全家人才敬拜神，神才会悦纳。
Only when we cleanse ourselves can we come before God to worship Him.
35章第9到12节。雅各从巴旦亚兰回来，神又向他显现，赐福与他，且对他说，你的名原是雅各，从今以后不要再叫雅各，要叫以色列。神又对他说，我是全能的神，你要生养众多，将来有一族和多国的民从你而出而生，又有君王从你而出，我所赐给亚伯拉罕以撒的地，我要赐给你与你的后裔。
Genesis 35, verse 9-12. God appeared to Jacob again when he came from Paddan Aram and blessed him. And God said to him, Your name is Jacob. No longer shall your name be called Jacob, but Israel shall be your name. And God said to him, I am God Almighty. Be fruitful and multiply. A nation and company of nations shall come from you, and the kings shall come from your own body. The land that I gave to Abraham and Isaac I will give to you.And I will give the land to you, to your offspring after you.
当雅各敬拜完神，回到他住的地方，他得到了一个新的名字。
After Jacob worshipped God, he returned to his father's house, and there he received a new name from God.
名字代表着我们整个的人。
A name represents our whole person.
雅各的意思是抓抓。
Jacob, the meaning of Jacob means grab.
他的一生也是不断地抓，抓这个，抓那个，抓到后来与天使摔跤。
Throughout his life, Jacob grabbed everything he could. To the end, he wrestled with the angel.
他抓到了神。
And he grabbed the blessing from God.
神就改了他名字，把他叫做以色列。
God changed his name from Jacob to Israel.
这个字是根据它的字根啊，色列。这个字有两个意思可能。
Israel, from its roots, it means two things.
一个是摔跤得胜。
One is winning in a wrestle, contest.
一个是 princehood, 就是王子，做王子。
Another meaning is prince, a prince.
所以，如果是解作神的王子，那就是一个非常美的祝福。
If we interpret Jacob as a prince of God, that's a big blessing.
你知道我们每个人信主之后，我们都有一个新的名字，就是神的儿女。
You know, when we are baptized into God's family, we receive a new name.
啊，原来你叫严生俊，后来你的名字就改作神的儿子严生俊。
Your name might be 严生俊 Now your name is God's son, 严生俊。
而且我们还继承了神最原始的祝福应许。
And we also inherited the original blessing from God.
因为从亚当、以诺、挪亚一直到亚伯拉罕，就是神要使万国万民因我们而蒙福。
From Adam to Enoch to Noah,And Israel, God promised that all nations will be blessed through us.
那这个其实就是福音。
This is gospel.
那我们今天活在这个世界上的意义何在？
What's the meaning of our...
不是要成功赚大钱，像 Bill Gates、Warren Buffett 或者是 Jeff Bezos 或者是 Mark Zuckerberg。
Do you want to be as successful as Bill Gates, excuse me, Bill Gates, and all of those famous successful business person?
我们的成功乃是我们能不能够在主耶稣基督里影响别人。
Our success should be measured, in Jesus Christ and see if we can influence others in Christ.
如果我们能够做到，我们才算是回到神原来造亚当的那个形象中。
If we, do this, that actually leads us back to why God created human beings in Adam.
那个叫做美梦成真。
That truly is a dream come true.
在困境当中，不要忘记神会给我们开一条通天之路。
If you are in a difficult time in trial and tribulation, please don't forget that God will open a way for us to heaven.
平面无路，立体有路，只要我们的心向得上。
If we see no path on a two-dimensional plane, if we lift our head and see heaven, we will see a path towards there.
神的应许不会改变，时候到了就必成就。
God's promise will never change. He's faithful. When His time comes, it will be fulfilled.
我们要向神所许的愿，不要忘记，一定要偿还。
If we made a vow to God, we need to make sure that we fulfill our promises.
我们也应当尽心尽力地把当归给神的奉献归给神。
We also need to worship God with all our full heart and give God what is God's.
每一次当我们敬拜神的时候，我们都应当预备自己的心。
Every Sunday when we come to worship God, we need to prepare our hearts.
最好每一天我们家人都应当在一起祷告敬拜。
It's better actually if as a whole family we can gather together, worship God and pray every day.
而且每一次敬拜后都是一个新的开始。
Every worship is a new beginning.
神要使我们的美梦成真。
God wants to bless us and make our dream come true.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray together.
天父，你是那一个守约施慈爱的神。
Father, you are a faithful and gracious God.
在所有的困难中，你为我们开出路。
In all our difficulties and needs, you open the path for us.
因为你的应许必然成就。
Because your promises will be fulfilled.
所以帮助我们，让我们尽量的奉献，让你的家无所缺乏。
So please help us to give as much as we could so that you will not lack in your house.
求你帮助我们，不要轻看每一次我们来敬拜你的时刻，都预备好自己的心。
Please don't let us look down on the times we spend with you and prepare our hearts every time when we come before you.
帮助我们，让我们不单是在教堂里，让我们在家中天天都有敬拜你的时刻。
Please help us to worship you not only at church, but every day in our family.
因为我们知道每一次的敬拜后都是一个新的开始。
Because we know every time after worship, after our time with you, is a new beginning.
你会使你的应许，我们的美梦都变成真的。
Your promise and our dreams will come true.
我们感谢你，听我们的祈祷。
We thank you for listening to our prayers.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. 谢谢。
朋友，你收听的是福乐人生讲坛的系列节目，我是玛丽姐妹，很高兴你的收听，也盼望你的来信。如果你还没有相信主耶稣，请到活在耶稣里施工网站的首页点击 永生之道，理解耶稣真理，今天就相信主耶稣，从而享受主内新生命的永生祝福。